Welcome back to Lawmakers. We continue our discussion with some of the newest members of the Georgia General Assembly, Representative Terry Inulowitz, Representative B. Wynn, Senator Kay Kirkpatrick, and Representative Deborah Gonzalez. It's a terrific discussion, and I want to get into your priorities. And Representative Wynn, what you're thinking maybe going into this session, and I'm curious how you feel about the English-only legislation that's coming up.
Well, you know, this is legislation that, you know, I can definitively say it's not good legislation. And, you know, I come from a family that came here in the late 70s. Though I was born and raised here, English is actually my second language because I grew up with two parents who spoke Vietnamese. So, you know, the legislation itself, I don't have any issues with English being our official language because a 1996 code already has it designated as our official language. But what I do find problematic is there is a provision in the current bill that says state agencies are prohibited from translating any documents into other languages. Now, state agencies should have the ability and discretion to do it when it makes sense for their municipalities or for their services. As it stands now, our Department of Driver Services actually translates the driver's portion, the writing portion of the test, into 11 different languages. And so if you really think about the way that we integrate into society, it's a lot easier to learn how to drive than to learn how to speak a second language and read and write in a second language and be able to pass an actual test. And the ability to hold a driver's license enables you to do things like drive to your job, drop your kids off at school, go to the grocery store, and those are all opportunities in which you learn how to speak English. So I don't think that the bill makes any sense. It doesn't help anybody in our state, and it sends a message that we don't want to make things easier for people to become productive citizens in our country. So I will be working hard to make sure that we don't pass legislation like that that hurts our families and that hurts our businesses.
Thank you very much. Senator Kirkpatrick, some of your priorities, and I would imagine your background as a physician might guide some of that.
Yes, I'm...